The good news for the vigil of Pentecost. Please stand. On the last day of the festival of booths, the great day, while Jesus was still standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the Spirit has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Lord. Why here? Why now? Why red? Because here, this was Helen's living room. Now, because what could be more in keeping with Helen's style than to gather right before the curtain goes up on one of the church's best dramas of the season? Red, because Helen looked good in red. Here. Helen had an assortment of living quarters and addresses over the course of her life, but her favorite zip code was 02138. And Uniloo was her home. Here, in this living room, Helen found friends, brought friends, and entertained with her very best friend in the world, the God whose Spirit shaped her spunk, revived her when she felt down, and gave her the love that she was always ready to share with everyone. So where else would we have found a living room spacious enough, adjacent to a dining room big enough, to accommodate all of you for this day of giving thanks for Helen's life? About this dining room, it has a special feature. Most of Helen's other dining areas were small and mandated that her parties in those spaces were intimate and spaced out over the years. In my experience, she invited her pastors twice a year. One annual lunch for a tete-a-tete to which she would bring a list of very specific interests and concerns, for which she would like the pastor to respond. And then there was one annual dinner for the pastor and pastors plus one, and maybe a few others. Ken was a beloved regular. And that was just purely social. But here, in contrast to Helen's condo dining table, here the Uniloo table expands and extends beyond this wall, beyond this zip code, beyond all times and all zip codes. Here, Helen still chimes in with Mary Magdalene and Peter, here with all the witnesses of the resurrection, here with earth and sea and all its creatures, here with the church on earth and the host of heaven, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, here. We praise God's name and join the unending hymn. For tonight's dinner party, for our communion with God and with Helen at this dining table, Helen picked the hymn. Quick sidebar. For her memorial service, Helen picked three of the hymns. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, which will follow this homily. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, will be our traveling hymn, and you know how much Helen loved to travel. And then during communion, now make no mistake, you are all invited to this table, which is Jesus' table, but is Helen's table too. And when you hear this hymn that she chose, it's deceptively otherworldly sounding. Let all mortal flesh keep silence. But when we sing, we will all understand that the experience of the heavenly community was not something that Helen was planning to experience in the afterlife. No. Here, every Sunday, Helen witnessed what that hymn proclaims. Rank on rank, the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way as the light of light, descending from the realms of endless day, comes the power hell to vanquish. And the darkness clears away. Helen was one very sweet and very tough cookie, precisely because she claimed the promise of God's light-giving presence for the living of every day of her life. Here, she heard the renewal of that promise Sunday to Sunday, and from here, Sunday to Sunday, she carried that promise with her through thick and thin. Now, the timing for this dinner party in Helen's memory could not be more perfect. Tomorrow is Pentecost, big feast day, one of the church's top three. Christmas, Easter, Pentecost. More than feasts, on each of these days, the curtain goes up. Choirs, fire dancers, musicians, actors, all warming up, tuning up, finding footing, remembering lines. Like Christmas has its eve and Easter has its vigil, Pentecost has this threshold time before the curtain goes up and the Holy Spirit comes down with fireworks. Author Annie Dillard had it right when she said, we should all be wearing crash helmets. Ushers should issue life preservers and signal flares. They should lash us to the pews. For the sleeping God might awake someday and take offense. Or, and this is what I trust in most, or the waking God may draw us out to where we can't return. Can't you just picture Helen wearing a crash helmet and handing out life preservers to the rest of us? You couldn't choose a better friend than Helen for support if you were standing on the edge of something. The threshold of something big and life-changing. I'm thinking of what Helen meant to all those graduate students on the thresholds of their comps, on the eaves of their dissertation defenses. I'm thinking of what Helen meant to her patients at MGH, on the thresholds of life-altering surgeries. And I am thinking of what Helen's friends, that would be you, what Helen's friends meant to her as she would come to stand on a string of thresholds, losing her sight, experiencing the diminishment of her mobility, and the weeks that she spent nearing the portal of her death. Now is the right time. Now is God's time. Now is pretty much Helen's time too. To remember Helen and to remember the gift of the Holy Spirit that we share with Helen, the gift God gives us so that we can remain connected to an eternal and never failing source of comfort, courage, strength, and joy. Here, now, in worship, wrapped in red. And now I know, wrapped in red by Helen. Red? Because Helen looked good in red. You can picture the ensembles, the hat, the jacket, the blouse, the skirt, the shoes. And some of you may remember Cardinal. That would be her red car, her spirit mobile. Red, to remind us of life at its most vibrant, most energized, most spirited, most Helen. Red, the color of blood. Helen might have been viewed as someone thin on blood relatives, but just look around. Sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, children by choice and by the power of the Spirit. All of us, kin. Kin by another kind of blood, the kind that flows through the veins of a powerful friendship. The eternal covenant in Jesus. The bloodline that by the power of the Spirit, Helen knew. We remember. We shall tell others. The bloodline that by the power of the Spirit will not run dry. I feel like there's a train coming. But we're not going to sing that. We're going to sing, Come, Holy Ghost, Our Souls Inspire. It's in your programs. I invite you to open to that and prepare to sing.